Now, let's get to the rugby and the future of beleaguered All Black coach Ian Foster. With the team breaking their losing streak and winning against the Springboks in the cauldron that is Ellis Park, Johannesburg this weekend. After the upset win, the team and the coach pulling off a remarkable turnaround after weeks of pressure over a string of losses. New Zealand rugby boss Mark Robinson held an unusual media conference yesterday, saying that Ian Foster's coaching future would be announced later this week. He was scant on details, repeatedly apologising to journalists for not divulging any information. On Morning Report this morning, the former New Zealand rugby chief executive, David Moffat, had labelled the media conference bizarre. Mr Moffat said he expected after the 35-23 win over South Africa that Ian Foster would stay in the job at least till the end of the rugby championship. The next match against Argentina is less than a fortnight away. So who makes the decision over Ian Foster's future? Is it already made? Is it being relitigated yet again after the weekend's win? Sports commentator Sam Ackerman, good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. What a weekend for the All Blacks. It's we were always talking about this being a potential changing of the guard, an era-defining moment, and it certainly is that. If this is Ian Foster's last test as an All Black coach, it'll be remembered for an awful long time for all the right reasons, and what a way to go out. If it's not, it's the test that saved his career. It has huge flow-on effects for so many players and coaches around the country.
Well, look, credit to them coming back in the cauldron that is Ellis Park, in the cauldron that is the New Zealand rugby media and public in the mood it's been in the last few weeks. But let's try and make sense of what's happening from here. We've heard some comments that intimate a decision's been made and it's now a question of managing it. Is that your take on it?
My take on it is New Zealand rugby's not prepared, don't seem prepared enough to make these calls. If they wanted to get rid of Ian Foster, they could have done so over the past month at any time and received almost universal backing. They've painted themselves into a corner. They've painted themselves into a corner with lead paint, with asbestos over the top of them here, because they've given Ian Foster the opportunity to shine and now seem unwilling to back them. Now, we should say that as Mark Robinson, the CEO, points out, it's the board who decides the coach. So the backing of Mark Robinson is effectively beside the point for what's going to come next. So having that media conference put him in a situation where, of course, he was going to be asked to endorse or otherwise the performance and the future of Ian Foster. So it was naive to think he wouldn't have to give that answer in that cauldron. But I would have almost certainly said that he was walking out of South Africa and taking his job with him. No matter the result, he'd be gone. But I think there is, because the New Zealand public had essentially made their mind up on Ian Foster. It's been very interesting. I know it's only been about 24 hours, but the New Zealand public has certainly calmed down, slowed its roll a little bit on the Ian Foster situation. And the problem with that is there's now a bit of sympathy thrown his way. Everything was thrown at this guy. He had every reason to fail. The All Blacks had every reason not to win that test. They were down with 10 minutes to go. And as you mentioned, the cauldron that is Ellis Park, where, you know, that is a remarkable place to be able to produce a comeback like that at any given point of All Black history. It's the biggest winning margin, I believe, at Ellis Park for the All Blacks. To achieve that under the pressure they're in, Foster has to get a lot of credit for that. And the players have said point blank that they are playing for him.
However, this is the call ultimately of the board, and there's been some suggestion that there's differences within the board. There may have been differences between the board and Mark Robertson, the CE. You can't sort of, you know, to and fro based on one result either. The question is whether or not they have made the decision, and now the point is managing it from an employment law perspective and from an announcement perspective. Would it be even more ridiculous to have effectively made it and now to revisit it based on one match?
My view is that New Zealand rugby have always been desperate not to sack Ian Foster for sacking it means they made a mistake and there has to be a mea culpa from them. And if the coach goes, does anyone from the board or the executive team need to go as well? Because the decisions made were made with their full knowledge along the way. I think they don't want to do it either because of the cost of sacking these coaches, bringing in a whole brand new board of coaches as well to try to, you know, the cost factor alone. So my opinion is they will be desperate to give him as much time as possible. I am agreeing with David Moffat. I think that he stays to the end of the Rugby Championship, but I think that's detrimental because if they're not going to back him to the World Cup, if that's not a guarantee that they're going to do, and a new coach like Scott Robertson, if he is the man to come in, you're robbing him of time.
He needs to start yesterday. There's another there's another sort of extraordinary angle to all this, really. I mentioned it's like a soap opera in the days pre-streaming, and that's actually how this is being managed. If he is to be retained, surely that needed to be said in a celebratory manner, straight off the back pretty much of this win. Now, I appreciate the boards have to meet. They have to go through due process. But these days, we don't all have to fly to the same town, set out the tea and bickies in order to make a call. It is just, it's getting torturous, Sam.
It's ridiculous. Do you know what they're getting their review on how the coaching team went? They're getting it from the coaching team. There's not an independent assessor who was on that trip who was deciding whether they were, you know, performing to the right standards of what they're doing. The people who they're going to ask if they should keep their jobs are the people who are in those jobs. It doesn't seem like a smart system for an organisation of this size to me. We should not be talking in any negative terms about the All Blacks right now. They just finally earned themselves a position to be the toast of the town again, and for the nation to feel the pride in them that they've been sadly lacking, and the All Blacks have noted they wanted to get back in the team. And it was there for all of 12 hours before Mark Robinson opened his mouth, and suddenly everybody is doubting this regime again. And a lot of pressure, I've got to say, is going back on Robinson and the board here, because Foster's done everything he can. And for those who are saying, well, you know, would he resign? Would you resign from a position where you're going to cop a whole bunch of flack without taking the payout that is owed to him if they choose to sack him? They only signed him up again for the World Cup about, you know, 18 months ago. So this is, New Zealand Rugby went into this with eyes wide open, and now they're the ones who are deservedly under pressure.
Well, should we wait and see? I think it was either the middle or the end of this week, or possibly, I don't know when, sometime we'll get a definitive possible, possibly definitive
maybe,
answer.
Possibly. Okay. Yeah, could be definitive, maybe, possibly.
It was a great game. That was a great game. Thanks very much. Sam Ackerman, sports commentator.